Part 3. This is Dad's story, my rock. Okay. So you've heard Dad talking about me, giving you his opinions on our relationship. Now I think it's time for me to explain. I'll let you into a bit of Dad's character, and probably that of many dog handlers up and down the country, possibly the world. This is Dad's story, my rock. But don't tell him I said that. Dad has gone to work with broken fingers, broken toes, open wounds, scratches, sprains, bruising, and a back so bad that it meant he probably should have been on powerful pain suppressants. But because those pain suppressants would have meant he couldn't chauffeur me around all night, and so we couldn't go and play, he didn't take them. And so we still hunted and found baddies and locked them up. Dad nursed me back from a knee operation several years ago. Whilst I was asleep on the operating table, he sat outside, nervously waiting for an update. Once home, he slept by my side until he knew I was okay and that I wouldn't mess with my stitches. I understood I was to leave them alone. I'm a good patient. But to keep him there by my side, I'd often play on it. You can't blame me, really. The only place I want to be is by Dad's side. Once I was feeling much better, and probably bouncing around far too much for someone with a brand new knee, he'd take me swimming in a lake to get my strength back. This saved his boss lots of money, and really made sure that I came back to work as strong and healthy as possible from an injury caused by wear and tear. An injury that can sometimes mean the end of a career of any normal dog. The print blog contains a picture of the quite frankly stupid looking suit and matching hat he wore. Boy, did he get stick for this at work. Doesn't he look cool? And because of it, we came back stronger than ever as a partnership. Dad effectively showed me I could put my complete trust in him. Okay, so it might have been nicer for us both at a posh hydrotherapy pool. It would certainly have been warmer, but he'd have had to have watched someone else do the therapy with me. Instead, he looked into what was required, donned his lovely rubber outfit and that hat. He then got into the water with me, held me tight until I felt comfortable, and together we mended my body. The very next shift, we tracked and found a baddie. Dad has fallen asleep in the kennel with me on many occasions. Sometimes because I haven't been well. Sometimes because we are just so tired. And of course, as I'm sure many handler must do from time to time, when he's had a drink and comes to check on his mate. Dad is an instructor, and at one point he had two puppies at once, as well as me. I don't mind showing the newbies the ropes. I'm actually very patient with other dogs. So is Dad. He's taken a keen role in training not only me and my kennel mate Pearl, but also every other dog on the unit. I've tracked with Dad through rough terrain for miles in the dark, without torchlight, in case it reveals our position, and then together, sometimes miles from backup, we've found criminals that wanted to fight us. We dealt with it all together. Dad has a saying that if he didn't go home with scratches and bruises, then he hadn't been pushing hard enough. We've worked so hard at work that our rest days are just that. A time to patch ourselves up, rest and recuperate, so that we can get back out there on the next set and do our best for the officers and the communities we serve. He just drove those miles to try and reach those areas not normally covered by response teams. And as a result, we have picked up some really awesome results over the years. We went everywhere within the three counties and far beyond. I didn't care where we went, as long as I was with Dad. All this for a partnership like no other, and for a job I absolutely adore. This was something Dad wanted to do from 12 years old. I am so glad that I have been able to help him fulfill that dream for the past 7 years. It's something I will cherish and remember fondly for the rest of my life, even when it's time for me to relax in front of the fire. We've tackled armed offenders on our own. We've made a huge difference at a fight involving 200 people and only 6 officers including me. I am an officer after all, right? We've teamed up with fully armed firearms officers and made hardened criminals surrender because they knew of the fearsome reputation experienced police dogs come with, and because the likelihood of being shot by an armed officer was small, but the likelihood of being bitten by me was an unknown, and the pain for them would last for weeks. I'm not the smartest dressed dog, and God knows that Dad can't clean his boots to save his life. I don't walk in the straightest lines, and I don't do brilliant tricks, but I am one of the most highly trained and experienced dogs in the region. I've bitten a good few people over the years, and I've found around 300 criminals, more than some operational officers in their entire career, and many more than most senior officers put together, and missing persons. But at home with my family, I am a different dog. Once the day's work is done, it's time to kick back with my family. I like nothing more than to curl up at Dad's feet. That way, I get an early indication if he's getting up and going somewhere, and I can follow on behind. Remember, of the 300 or so criminals I found, none of these were shoplifters of multi-billion pound corporations waiting in the security room for us. These were criminals that affected you, your families, your friends, and your neighbourhoods. Each one involved some form of hunt on mine and Dad's behalf because they were so intent on getting away. These were proper criminals. People responsible for murders, serious assaults, sexual assaults, burglaries, thefts, vehicle thieves, drivers after serious crashes, robbers, and possibly most satisfying, people who think it's fun to scare and beat their partners and their homes to pieces. We really enjoyed finding those, enabling those victims to have at least one night's sleep knowing they were safe from harm has its own rewards. It's a hugely unique opportunity to do this with Dad, a role like no other in the police. We do it with a huge amount of pride, and we love going to work each and every day together. There will always be a need for police dogs. Nothing can replace us. The Americans spent several billion dollars trying to find an alternative to dogs. Their conclusion was that you can't beat 750,000 years of evolution with modern technology. I've sat for hours in the rain with Dad by my side, in undergrowth, waiting for offenders to return. I've walked the streets for many hours with Dad after local officers had got bored and moved on to the next town and the next job, and made numerous arrests when suspected criminals who appeared to have vanished reappeared. We've tracked through snow alongside motorways. We've sat on firearms containments in windy streets in freezing conditions all night long, where firearms officers said they could no longer feel their fingers. We sank in sinking sand on a search of a quarry and still found our man. We've fallen into unseen wild ponds and swam our way out. We've waded through rivers, tracking offenders and found them. We've found many, many offenders the £5 million helicopter couldn't. We've arrived at jobs where both offenders and missing persons have appeared from the woodwork and surrendered just because they didn't want to be found by the dog. One memorable job was where a missing person who was threatening suicide and was taunting the police by giving police car registrations surrendered upon our arrival, just a few feet away from where firearms officers were stood with their brand new, incredibly expensive night vision goggles. His words were,
"I'm coming out, don't send the dog."
But it always makes me smile and has always amazed me that people think that they can run faster than me. I haven't met anyone yet that could. I run faster than that Bolt chap. Why try? That night, a few weeks ago, Dad says I saved his life. All I know is that we were there side by side throughout, where we are strongest. Even when I started to feel unwell, he never left my side. He saved me. Hopefully, we'll be back out there again together, helping to protect our communities, like dog and horse teams up and down the country. Good night.